BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Greg James. Hello from the University of Cumbria. This is Scott. We've come back to the borders where we were in May for Radio 1's big weekend. That was a huge weekend. Massive stars like Lady Gaga, Foo Fighters, Jessie J. And tonight we are here for the premiere of what I think is the first ever Radio 1 movie. I don't think in Radio 1's history this has been done. And I like firsts. And this is a first. Even if it isn't, I'm saying it is. I don't know what they did in like 1979. Maybe they did a movie then, but I'm not aware of it.
I don't want to see those ones.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of very short shorts on men that shouldn't be wearing them.
Right.
Mm.
So if I can just explain, we are in the library of the university right now. So there are people looking for books and there are some people watching us, but they're actually looking for books, aren't you?
Yeah.
And watching a radio show as well. I think we're annoying people a little bit.
Why?
Because normally a library is a haven of peace and quiet. And today we're coming in and playing Rihanna really loud. I don't think they mind.
Is it because I'm sat right in front of the self-issue machine as well?
So you know how to use that. You've got previous in a library.
Yeah, I have.
Go on then.
Well, I haven't got any books to issue, but if you want me to do it, I can.
How long did you work in a library for?
About 6 months.
Very good. So you know what to do.
Yeah, scan the barcode.
Enter the barcode on your library card. There we are. Put the card number in. It works. So we're in the library at the university in Cumbria. Is it coincidence, can I ask, that when I turned round today, like there's hundreds, thousands of books right behind me. When I turn round, the first book in my eyeline that I see is one called Camp. Is that someone put that there on purpose, or are they always in that order and it's just coincidence? I don't know. Anyway, so like loads of shelves in the library behind me. I feel really wrong making noise in here, but I don't think I've done a show in a library before, ever. And tonight at 7 o'clock, it is the premiere of the Radio 1 movie here at the university. And I just need to say thanks to all the guys here who have really, really made an effort and made it look amazing tonight for the premiere. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website from 7 o'clock this evening. I want you to do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's take a call. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. How can I help? You're not my mum, are you?
I'm not your mum, no.
Okay, because her name's Sandra. Good, that's good. How can I help?
Well, my daughter Kirsty started at Cumbria Uni this year.
Oh, hang on a second. You say her name is Kirsty?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I think that she might be in the library with me right now. What are the chances of that? Okay, Sandra, what do you want to know?
Well, the problem is Kirsty isn't a very tidy person. And her room at home generally is a bit of a skip. And I'm a bit concerned because they've got an inspection coming up this week of their flat.
Oh.
And I'm a bit worried because they can get a fine and I don't want a phone call saying, Mum, can you send me some money because I've got a fine because my flat's messy.
Right, here's the thing, right? We didn't know that Kirsty was here at all and then someone just went, ah! Like, okay, right, yeah, she's definitely here and that's definitely your mum on the phone. Kirsty, what have you got to say for yourself?
My room's not that messy.
It's a skip.
No, it's not.
Her room at home only stays tidy when she's at university.
Well, that's not my fault. That's just parenting, isn't it? Really?
When's your inspection?
Friday.
Okay, good. And how's it looking in the house at the moment?
We're tidying the kitchen on Thursday. So we're...
What's the problem here, Sandra? Are you worried that you're going to be landed with the fine?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how much would that be, do you think?
I think they range from about £20 upwards.
Okay, good. Well, at least you passed the message on through the medium of national radio.
and can you just pass the message on that there is no money for fines?
Okay, good. Right.
Unless she wants that for Christmas.
Right. This is embarrassing. It's like when you get told off in front of your parents. It's like, oh,
no.
God. Right, okay.
It's just I'm on the radio and it's really cool.
Yeah, just text her later.
Can I just say that the teachers that she knows are all listening to the radio now, so they all know that she's a messy devil.
Right, okay. Kirsty's having the worst day of her life.
So, you know what? It's really sad because it's not. It's like the best day ever.
Best day ever, but tinged with awfulness.
Oh,
all right. Well, thank you, Sandra, for grassing up Kirsty. That's good. I didn't even
know
she was here.
You're welcome, and thank you for your help.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 at the University of Cumbria. And tonight at 7 p.m, it is the world premiere of the Radio 1 movie. And you are invited. to watch on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Please watch at 7 o'clock. It's only, was it less than an hour? So it won't take up too much of your time, and you will have a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. No, because if you say it's 3 hours long, people are like, oh, my bum's going to get sore. Can't
is
be bothered.
It?
No, it's like less than an hour.
So sorry. Don't need to bring a cushion?
No.
Okay.
We're having a bit of a screening here at the uni in Cumbria. We're here because most of the film took place in Carlisle, which is where we are today, at the big weekend. There are huge stars in it, backstage and on stage, including the Black Eyed Peas, who we just played, who are absolutely hilarious in the film. Pure comedy. And we've got some students here as well. Who are you, please?
I'm Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
I'm Steve Gleaves.
Hi, Steve.
And Steve.
Another Steve. Okay, so if you can be Steve 1 now, and okay. If you can be Steve 2.
Technically, I'm older.
Okay. you make it complicated.
We'll just call you the Steves, and you can choose who answers.
The Steves. Now, obviously, what are you studying here at the moment?
We're all doing film and television production.
Okay. So, I mean, as a top director myself, is there anything you'd like to know? Any kind of advice, any tips? We could do some kind of Q&A if you want.
I was curious, do you prefer to use a hypercardioid mic or just a standard supercardioid to try and remove background unwanted audio when you're on set?
He is...
I prefer the hypercardioid because I think that it it provides a better sound, I think, generally. And I think that when you are filming, and you're right, there are sometimes a lot of background noise that you need to eliminate. I find the hypercardioid does the trick every single time. What was the other one?
Supercardioid.
Yeah, no, that's rubbish. It's the hyper for me. Next question.
When you were filming, did you do any sort of special angles? Did you go for anything in particular, Dutch angles?
Were there any techniques you wanted to use? Or?
Yes.
Such as?
There were. There's a lot of fancy angles in the film. Yeah. I'm just trying to consult with my exec producer as to the angles that we used. What was that? Give me a sec. Yeah, there was looking up and looking, looking up, looking down. Sometimes we went like right down, and sometimes right up to the sky.
Technical.
Thank
very
you.
Technical.
Next question, quick.
Do you have any methods for sort of maybe altering the Kelvin scale of the light temperature for us?
Turn it up. Yeah, sorry, I'm answering for. I think you should answer this.
No, that's your. That's the right answer. Turn it up. Obviously. Did you not know that? I thought you were studying film.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the end of the Q&A? Any more questions? Oh, I think that went rather well. So obviously you've been asking me questions as the director, but we've also got some other people here today, and you've been doing kind of masterclasses. We brought along Emma Oxley, who has edited stuff like Spooks and Hustle and Primeval on TV. Also, Dan Knight is here, who is a music video director. He's done videos for people like Muse and Madonna and Marina and the Diamonds, so he knows what he's doing. And also, Adam Hayhurst is here, who is the Radio 1 visual producer.
He knows what he's doing.
So
I didn't mean that in a room. That came out wrong. That sounded like we'd had office relations.
Right. He certainly knows what he's doing. But all... pretty much all the stuff you see on the website is, you know, Adam's in charge of that. So you've been talking to these guys today. Have you found it useful at all?
Yeah, we were with Dan for our workshop.
What was he saying?
Basically, just like he gave us a song and we needed to write a treatment for what music video we'd make for it. So we were all in the same group.
Right.
And we had Arctic Monkeys, Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. So that was quite interesting.
How long do you have to come up with that then?
Half an hour?
Yeah, it was about half an hour.
Yeah.
Stress.
And we put them in a desert with tribes people dancing on a paint-ridden dance floor. So,
Quite nice to speak to people that have obviously worked with, you know, huge artists?
Yeah, it was beneficial. Like, you found out little things. You know, I thought that the artists came up with the ideas for the music videos, but that's
but no.
wrong. Very, very wrong. So, yeah.
And until now, you thought the directors actually directed, and then you met me.
Then you met you, yeah.
And I know there's a lot of other students that are speaking to Emma, who's the director of Spooks, or has been, and Adam as well. And I think they're all kind of really loving it today, so it's a good one. Yeah. All right, thanks, Steve, to the two Steves, and Victoria. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott, and we are in Carlisle for the Radio 1 movie premiere tonight. And here is Radio 1's movie critic, Rihanna. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
That's okay.
Now, what music do you want? I've got loads. Hang on, I've got Jurassic Park. Do you want that behind you?
No.
I've got...
Did you bring the...
Oh, Star Wars.
Well, maybe. Can we have that as a maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you not bring the Incredible Hulk today?
No.
Or?
I've got. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think so.
Here she is. It's Radio 1's movie critic, Rihanna. Hiya.
Wow. Thanks.
I'm going to play something a little bit. I'm going to play Robin Hood behind you. Well, so, welcome to Carlisle.
Hi.
Now, what was the last premiere, what last film premiere you went to?
The last one I went to was Twilight, actually.
And how was that?
That was enormous. That was huge. But the carpet went on for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes? It got a bit boring walking down that.
Did it?
Yeah. So I'm quite cheered to see that yours is a nice short and sweet.
Yeah, ours is what? How long do you reckon?
I don't know. 2 metres?
Yeah.
Well, is it more of a mat?
No. It's not a mat.
Are you sure? Do you know what? It
does
looks
it
like
lush?
Welcome Home on it?
No. It does not. There have been people toiling away at that for a long time. So the students here, thank you so much to them, because they made it, like, look proper good, haven't they?
It looks really glitzy. It looks amazing. I was really impressed. I was just expecting, like, you know, like a little school hall type thing. It, it looks incredible.
No, really,
it's really
good.
It.
And there's kind of like a black drop with all stars on and Oscars.
And Oscars, yeah. Not that you're aiming too high or anything.
Cardboard Oscars, but Oscars. And there's also, you know, like the big Hollywood sign. They've done that. Like the same, but with Carlisle. Welcome to Carlisle on it, so it looks really, really good.
And they've got it all classy. Like with bulbs as well. You know, like in dressing room mirrors and stuff, all those bulbs that go around the outside. Yeah. It looks like that. It's so cool.
Excellent. So, yeah. You've seen what the red carpet is like. You've seen what the. Have you seen the theatre we're screening in yet?
Yep.
And.
It's not quite finished yet, is it?
Oh, okay, right. They're doing a play. They're doing a play in there tomorrow, which is probably why. But it will be
the
finished.
The screens weren't up. I was like, "How is this going to work?"
Oh no, there will be a screen by 7. Don't worry. So, you've obviously been to a lot of premieres. What do I have to do tonight, Rihanna? Like, when it before it starts at 7 o'clock, what should I be aiming
well,
for?
Well, you know, the main thing is people are here to see you, aren't they, Scott? You need to be out there signing autographs, taking pictures. You need to do a Tom Cruise, basically. You need to be on the phone to people's mums.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I could do that.
Yeah, just make sure no one squirts you in the face with a water pistol, though.
Doesn't Tom Cruise spend about 2 hours outside just going,
about
hey,
that.
Is that your mum? Of course I'll talk to her. What's her name? I could do that.
Have you got a coat? It's pretty chilly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Does anyone here want me to speak to their mum? Oh, just one person. Okay, well, that's all right. That's probably not going to fill, like, 2 hours.
Maybe 3 minutes, something like that.
Well, that would delay the film anyway, because we've got to start it just on 7 o'clock.
Do you want me to ring your mum?
No. We can just speak to my mum.
I don't know.
Anyone's mum would be fine.
I think my mum would be quite happy to talk to you.
Yeah, would she?
Yeah, okay, cool. Definitely.
All right, so you're going to hang around, and then you're going to do the review of the movie on Greg's show tomorrow.
I am. Did you say that I was a harsh critic earlier?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I like to think I'm a fair critic. Okay. If it's a good film, I'm going to give it a great mark.
You liked the trailer?
I did love the trailer.
What did you like about it?
I like the voiceover.
Chris Moyles.
I like the dog.
Chris Moyles, emotional Chris Moyles, not Chris Moyles' voiceover.
Emotional Chris Moyles. I was getting quite moved.
Yeah.
This is what I'm expecting from your film. It's got to make me laugh. It's got to make me maybe well up a little bit and really stay with me for the next few weeks.
Few weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
I only thought it was like a few minutes.
Well, all right. Sings it's you.
Okay, well, just be, you know, be fair about it on Greg's show tomorrow.
I will.
Okay, thank you, Rihanna.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's take a call. Hello, who's this? Is that Nick?
How you doing, Scott?
Oh, Nick. Now, I think I spoke to you yesterday, right?
You did, yeah.
You are the one that wanted to promote the Radio 1 movie at Bournemouth University.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you said you were going to do that by running around naked.
Did
you? Are you at the town centre campus or Wollastown?
I was at Tilbert campus. Main campus.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously
there aren't many trees to hide behind there, are there?
No.
No.
And it is quite cold as well. So.
Yeah. You want to be in Carlisle, mate? You wouldn't have done it. Freezing. Okay, so you said that you would have a poster on your bit saying Radio 1 movie, Radio 1 website, 7 p.m. What occurred?
Yeah. I've tweeted you the picture. Have you got it? Or?
Oh, I haven't got it yet.
Oh, you kept that quiet. No. If you've had that on your phone, Scott.
No, it's not what it's not what it sounds like. Okay. When did you tweet me this?
Probably about an hour ago or so. I tweeted you. I've sent it to your email as well.
Did you?
You've had time to set it as a screensaver, but you haven't had time to tell us you sent it.
Oh, hang on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I found it. Oh, there you are, right outside. Oh, yeah. God.
Let me see.
Oh, dear. Were you really wearing nothing?
That was me, yeah.
Right, so...
Pass it over.
Yeah, but what I'm worried about is, obviously, you are standing in front of some glass doors, which is obviously the entrance to the university. So what are the people inside? What can they see?
Well, I didn't know that today was a Bournemouth University open day.
It's open day?
And I had no idea.
Right,
so it's quite a good day to do it on.
So they saw the back of you during the open day, because there'll be loads of people in there.
Well, hopefully that's all they saw at the back of me. But.
All right, I think we need to get this online as soon as possible. I'll put that on the Radio 1 and Scott Mills' Facebook, all right?
All right, nice one.
Thanks for doing it. Did anyone come all up right. to you and say, oh, I'll be watching the movie?
Yeah, I spread the word. Everyone says they can't wait.
Good work, Nick. So. Thanks very much.
All right, mate.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is quite odd. I am coming to you from a university library in Carlisle at the University of Cumbria. Shh. Do people do that in libraries now?
Not really.
They don't, do they? They should bring that back. Anyway, Becky loves a library, don't you?
I do. I spend a lot of time in libraries.
When she found out that we were going to do the show from the library, she was like, over the actual moon. She was like, oh, really?
I just get really excited. I love it.
I don't see it. Why?
You can never get bored in a library. That sounds like a total square thing to say, but they're amazing and they're totally free. Why go to the shop and buy one when you can just get one out for free?
You square.
What?
You dag. No, you don't sound like a square. You sound like you loved education and books, and that's good. And there's a lot of them here.
There's loads of books.
What section are you most a fan of? Is it law, culture, computing, quick reference?
There's something for everyone here.
There really is. Including my book, Camp, which is just behind me still. So if you just finished work, this is Radio 1. The music is normal, but today we're in a library. Now, there are some people here who obviously are just in the library working and looking for books. Like this person. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you, please?
I'm Jade.
Jade, are you here working today?
No.
Why are you here?
I actually finished college at 12, and I stayed just to see you.
Did
so,
you?
Yeah.
Could any of these books take your fancy? Do you want any of them?
Maybe the camp one.
Yeah. Do you share Becky's love of libraries?
Not really, no.
Is this the first time you've been in this library?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? You don't even come to this university.
I do, yeah.
Oh, you do, right. Okay, so you're not a complete imposter, you've just never been in here. I love that. What's made you not come in here before?
I just forget it's here, really.
Right. Okay.
I have been in once, actually.
Right, what was that for?
To get a card.
Right, but you've never actually used the card.
No.
Excellent. Does anyone else here use their card?
No.
Once. Okay, good. Keeping the libraries alive on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Katrin James on Twitter, who says, I love a bit of Bublé me. A man calling himself Mr. G, says, love a bit of Mickey Bubble, don't we all? And also, Jess has been on, who has just completed a successful shopping trip in Southampton and is feeling proper festive now because of Bublé's White Christmas. Do you remember when he gave us a hug at the Children in Need gig in Manchester?
Oh, yes.
I'll never forget that.
He was really close to us at one point, like really squished up, and I felt a bit uncomfortable.
You could smell his breath.
Do you know what? It got to the point where I thought
it was nice.
Did the same thing go through your head where you were like, I could kiss you now, but I probably shouldn't?
Yeah,
absolutely. We were that close to him, like all three of our mouths. And I thought, no, my first kiss with Michael Bublé can't have you in it.
Whoa, you were never in the equation.
No, we were. We were all three of us. We were really close
together.
I
didn't want it to be all three of us.
No, neither did I.
Right. Okay, it was good. It's 5:16 on BBC Radio 1, and this is Scott Mills in Carlisle. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the premiere of the Radio 1 movie on the website. Please watch it. Loads of huge stars are in it. Loads of you lot as well that filmed yourselves on the 14th and 15th of May. And this week, Becky thinks she's really funny and is calling me pretending to be celebrities that want to be at the premiere, apparently.
No, I'm not.
Like the Sean Connery bloke that called me yesterday.
Yes.
With his new film, It Eludes Me Right Now.
It's not me. Like, you're the one that looks stupid because you could have had Sean here and you said no because you thought it was me winding you up.
Okay, well, let's judge for ourselves as we listen to the latest call that you have made.
Hello.
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 Hello. It's Terry Payne.
Who?
Terry Payne.
Hairy toes.
Terry Payne. T-Pain.
T-Pain. Okay,
yes.
Hi.
And my name is Terry, but they make me
call myself T-Pain. I didn't understand any of that.
I want to come to your premiere.
You want to come to the premiere?
Yes.
Your voice isn't deep enough to be T-Pain.
I can see it right now. You will be there in your bedroom, naked with my chain on. Talk to me, Scott. You'll never be
lonely.
Are you not keen?
I'm not keen.
Okay.
All right.
Get back to my tubes.
You do that.
Bye.
Okay, don't call again. Bye. Bye.
Uh-huh. Good.
Another one.
Yeah, pardon?
Another one you could have had and...
That's right.
You turned down.
Because T-Pain would want to come to Carlisle for the Radio 1 premiere, that's right.
Wait, did he just said he did?
Uh-huh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and we are at the University of Cumbria in Carlisle for the big Radio 1 movie premiere tonight. Now, obviously, you've been helping every step of the way with this film. We couldn't have done it without you. Loads of people did some miming, we had some animation... All sorts of things you did really help with, so thank you. Also, if you ask to be on the credits of the film, you really do need to watch tonight because your name might come up and we may have given you a title. The credits are quite long, I think, at the end, and there are some quite random things on there. Do we have a marine specialist in the end, or is that not on? I don't think that's on anymore. I'm just asking the one that doesn't speak to check the credits. So we've been telling people what they are on the credits. Make sure you watch it tonight on the Radio 1 website at 7 o'clock and your name might come up. I've got a couple here. Hello, Charlotte. You are definitely on the credits. Charlotte's been promoting our film by putting a poster about the Radio 1 movie on the back of her gran's mobility scooter as she drives around town. And her gran goes loads of places all around town, so a lot of people would have seen that.
Does she know it's on the back of her scooter?
I don't think so, but that's all right. Hello, gran. Nice poster. So, Charlotte, you are on the credits at the end of the movie as Mobility Scooter Promotions. Congratulations. And hello, Anthony. Anthony's quite a big lad, and he has been writing the Radio 1 movie, 7 p.m, Wednesday night, Radio 1 website, on his rather large tummy and just wobbling it around on the streets of Edinburgh. So thank you for that, Anthony. It's good promotion. Anthony, you are on the credits as Wobbly Body Promotion, so look out for yourself tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's an after party, unofficial, at the Melting Pot. Are you going?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. So it's quite cool because the students have organised an after party. That's nothing to do with us. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm sure it's going to be brilliant. There's going to be drinks and stuff and all sorts.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I got my ticket. I bought my ticket earlier. It goes to charity.
Did you get one for me and the one that doesn't speak?
Not yet, but I will. There might be food. I don't know.
I need to assess the snack situation before I say yes, finally.
It's a no to snacks. Yes to drinks. Drinks, but no snacks. We'll snack up before.
I'll bring my own crisps.
Okay, good. And now, a word from one of our executive producers.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron. Please, 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 watch the Radio 1 movie. Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website. Please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. I have been spreading the word all day today in Carlisle. I didn't go for a run as I was busted by Becky and was spotted outside WH Smith. But we went to the Christmas market in the centre of Carlisle earlier and the storeholders were all telling their customers about the film because we asked them to. So there's this guy, first of all, who was selling his cakes.
And we've got flapjack, we've got mince pies, Christmas cake, all sorts of different muffins, freshly baked scones, all from Seasons Cakes in Ingleton. And remember to watch the Scott Mills movie tonight on Radio 1.
Right, yeah. Well, he got the message out there. He could have said website, but, you know,
yeah,
you get it.
He's a baker. He's not a movie trail announcer, is he?
His stall was lush. We bought so much. Watch the Radio 1 Scott Mills movie on Radio 1.
My favourite
website.
Was when you were at his stall trying to explain to him what you wanted him to promote, you were half stuffing a burger in your face whilst going, these cakes are amazing.
And I got the burger from this guy.
The Radio 1 movie tonight, 7 o'clock, on the Radio 1 website. Don't miss it. Some onions with it.
Some onions with that? That's my burger. Also, he did ostrich and kangaroo burger. It's not my thing.
No? Did you try it? Or are you just one of those people that goes, no, I don't like it?
You know, it's like, do you want your springbok with onions? No, I'm all right, thanks.
Just tastes like chicken.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, everything does, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then I went into a bargain store in Carlisle and I achieved a lifetime's ambition.
You are so excited.
They let me go upstairs and I actually was allowed to use the tannoy. Listen.
Hello, customers. We've got lots of great offers in store for you today, including reduced snowflake LED tree toppers, now only $4.99. I bought mine already. Selection packs, also on offer. Push-along musical tricycles, also reduced. And don't forget to watch the Radio 1 movie tonight at 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website. Thank you.
That was me on the tannoy. I was strangely nervous about that. But thanks to that store for letting me have a little go there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now we cross live over to Pinner and my mate Chris. Hello.
Hello, you all right?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm so excited about this movie, I tell you what.
I know. Now, Chris, in the past, has been known to hold premieres at his mate's house. The last one, I think, was for the new series of The Inbetweeners. It's not like a film premiere. It's just for a new series. He'll just have a premiere in his house and they'll dress up smart and that.
Are Dougsy's parents in for this one or have you sent them out again?
No, it's all good. Dougsy's dad hosted the red carpet. We're all in. I'm still waiting for a couple of other people. But it's great. A couple of snacks, a few cans. What I like is we've all dressed up smart.
Have you really?
We're going for it. Yeah, we've all done suits.
Oh, we haven't got suits on.
Yeah, I'll send you a pic. It's all good. But yeah, we've all done suits. And I think the thinking at the moment is we're going to attempt a barbecue.
What?
Well, it just makes sense, doesn't it, really? It's a special occasion.
Yeah, it's also really cold.
It is really cold, yeah. But I don't know, we're sort of... There's something quite great about tonight, and we think a barbecue could make it even better.
Is Webbo going to bring round some sausages?
Well, yeah. In fact, we're just waiting on Webbo to get back from work. So if he's hearing this, if he can drive a bit quicker, that'd be great. Just one lad down, and then we're ready to go.
Where's Chinese Dave?
Chinese Dave's here. Chinese Dave's here.
Is he dressed up?
He's sort of frowning. Yeah, he's everyone's in suits. I'll send you a picture.
I want to see this picture. Right, send it to my phone in a minute and I'll put it on our Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right,
cool.
So what's the plan? 7 o'clock, everyone just huddles around the laptop.
Mills, we're so excited. We've got the computer ready. In fact, what we've done is we've attached the laptop to the TV.
Yes!
So we're going big screen on this. We're going, about 30 inches.
30 inch, yeah?
Yeah, the unofficial premiere here in Pinner.
If anyone
wants to come along... You know,
no, don't say that. Bad things have happened on Radio 1 for people saying that, yeah. So don't say that.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
If you can work out the address, then come along.
No, actually don't. No.
No, that's bad. Is that wrong? That's bad.
Well, don't come along then.
No, don't then. Please yourself then. All right, Chris, I'll see you tomorrow and send me that picture. I want to see the unofficial party in Pinner tonight, all right?
Hey, best of luck and hope you clean up at the awards as well.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
All right then.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just laughed at me and said, "You're not wearing that, are you? Are you going to change?" I went to the Brits in this.
Hello.
Jeans and trainers and
you
a red
sat
top.
Next to Lewis Hamilton in that outfit.
I did.
Listen to them laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, we've got some very exciting news now. It's not just the premiere of the Radio 1 movie tonight on the Radio 1 website at 7 o'clock. It's also a very... glad occasion for us today because it's the first ever Carlisle International Film Festival, or CIFF for short, which is a film festival that we have invented ourselves to try and get more publicity for the film. And we do have some very, very exciting announcements now. Listen to this.
And the winner, the award for Best Picture, goes to the Radio 1 movie.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I can't believe this. My first feature film and this happens. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And the award for Best Director goes to Scott Mills for the Radio 1 movie.
No. Me again. Seriously, guys, I can't tell you what this means to me. Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
And the award for Best Supporting Actress goes to Scott Mills for the Radio 1 movie.
This is the one I really wanted. Sorry, Kira. Sorry, Kate Winslet. Sorry, Meryl. But just to be in the same category as you guys means the world to me. Thank you so much.
And the award for Most Fanciful Male goes to Scott Mills for the Radio 1 movie.
The awards for the best scene involving a motorbiking canine goes to Scott Mills for the Radio 1 movie.
Thank you. This isn't really my award, it's Harley's, but I'll take it anyway. Thank you so much.
The Carlisle International Film Festival Fellowship Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Scott Mills.
Oh, my God! Out of all the people that could have won this, it's me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So there we have it, the first ever Carlisle International Film Festival, and we scooped the lot. Have that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now on the red carpet, it's Becky.
Hello.
Hi.
This is amazing. It's like an actual film premiere.
What's happening?
The red carpet is lush. It's really long. You've got your big Hollywood-style Carlisle sign. Admittedly, a few of the light bulbs have blown in it, but it's looking good. It's looking good.
You can see a picture of that online.
And we've got a lovely black drapes with cardboard Oscars that have been cut out.
Yes, I saw those earlier. They look pretty special.
Not that dissimilar to the trophies. Apparently there's a picture of you holding them on the website.
Yeah, the awards that I just scooped, I swept the board at the Carlisle International Film Festival. There's a picture of me with all my various cycling trophies, which we borrowed from the university, on the Radio 1 website right now.
Yes. This red carpet is bustling, and I have two stars of the film here with me now, Oliver and Anna. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you tell this is my first red carpet interview, Scott?
Yeah.
I've just trod on Anna's foot and my questioning is it's not the best.
You're no Matt Edmondson.
No, I'm really not. Is this your first premiere?
It is, and I think it'll be hard to be. It's quite epic, to say the least.
You've already been interviewed for the local paper, haven't you?
Yeah, it was really nervous. I was really...
You actually are nervous.
Yeah, I know. It was scarier than talking to Becky.
Yeah, you're really nice compared to the scary lady from the paper. She's got a big camera, that's why. And as soon as like you stop talking, it's like, snap, 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 snap.
Now, you're in the film. It's quite an emotional bit. Without giving too much away, do you think it will make people cry?
Yeah, definitely. It made Oliver cry when we...
Don't say too much.
Sorry. Yeah.
You can't say too much. Just to clarify, when you do see it, I don't cry at everything. It was just a bit much. So, yeah, we're not looking forward to seeing our embarrassing footage on the internet, are we, really? Cringe.
Anything else you want to ask them, Scott?
Just how, I mean, you know, how are they finding their first movie premiere, really? Are they looking forward to going inside? What are they expecting? Do they want snacks, drinks?
What are you expecting from the premiere tonight? Do you think loads of snacks and stuff will be laid on, or have you brought your own?
I'm expecting a limousine home, actually. Maybe a bag
job
of... Job offers.
Job
offers. Job offers. Packet of Walkers, Chris will go down all right. Maybe a Kit Kat too, please.
Can you sort that, Scott?
No.
Okay. And also, you're going to need to get your Hoover out, because I've seen a few specks of dust on the carpet and Oliver's not happy.
Okay.
I'm not impressed. Oh. Messy place.
He's a clean freak.
He is, yeah.
Also, I'm slightly worried that people are completely overdressed. No, we're really underdressed. That's it. Everyone's dressed up and we're just like in a shirt and jeans. It's really embarrassing. What's that rustling?
That rustling is a lovely lady who, out of nowhere, out of her bag, has presented Oliver with a packet of salt and vinegar crisps. So you've made one of his dreams come true.
Excellent. And people have popcorn here and everything. It's brilliant. What's this? Actual popcorn from a from a shop. Thank you very much. Is it for me? Oh, thanks. We'll share it. Thanks very much. All right. Cheers, Becky, on the red carpet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm at the University of Cumbria in Carlisle, and I'm on the actual red carpet. Hi! I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. There's quite a lot of people. So, hi, everyone. Rihanna is here off of films. Hi, Rihanna.
Hi. Hello.
What do I do now? I keep smiling, right?
Yeah, keep smiling. Look like you're really confident. You know those awards you just... one, pretend that they were real.
I've won loads of... They are real. I've won loads of awards for this film already, everyone. Yeah! Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Now you need to go along the line, get your photo taken with everyone. You've got to take the camera off them, you know, and do that.
Like Tom?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Like Tom Cruise. Do the Tom Cruise.
Okay, can I just take a picture? Should we take a picture together? Come on. Right, I'll just take the camera. Come on. Do you want a picture?
Oh, wait.
Hang on.
Yeah, well,
okay, on your phone.
Yeah, on the phone.
Sorry, I've got a lot of people to see. Okay, quick, and we're in, and take the picture, and go. What's your name?
Emma.
Nice to meet you, Emma. Does anyone want you to call their mum?
Me!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just doing a Tom Cruise. What's your mum's name?
Hi. Helen.
Okay, are you looking forward to the film tonight, Helen?
Helen?
Your mum's name's Helen. I'm so sorry.
Your mum's name's Helen.
Right, Tom would never get that wrong. So I'm calling Helen the mum, but you're Jess. Okay, cool.
It's ringing now.
All right, I'll just speak to your mum, hang on.
It's not very loud on loudspeaker because it's a bit of a rubbish phone.
That's all right. Oh, Helen.
Hiya,
yeah.
Mum. Yeah, you're on Radio 1. Just thought I'd tell you.
Hi, Helen, it's Scott Mills.
Hiya.
How are you? What? The film's on?
No, I'm on radio.
You're really on Radio 1. Please don't swear. I just wanted to say hi because I'm doing that thing that Tom Cruise does at films where he says hello to people's mums. You've got no idea who I am, have you? No. All right, thanks then. Bye. Right, is that all right?
I think Tom Cruise is slicker than that.
I think that went well. Yeah, he's had lots of practice. Right, we're going to... Shall I go along the line? Oh, I'll see you in a minute.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.